Right now, we welcome in Mayor Brandon Kelleher, Shannon Vanderheiten, Shannon, the Executive Director of the West Central District Health Department. Guys, thank you for taking some time for us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And Mayor Kelleher, it was a late night for you last night. I was joking to you about the city council meeting. It was a longer one last night, but when you have a meeting that's under 20 minutes, you have to pay for it at some point, right?
That's right. My understanding is that our 11-minute meeting was not the record. There was a 7-minute meeting at some point in the past. I don't know when that was, but at some point there was a 7-minute meeting. So with all the exciting things we have coming to North Platte and Lincoln County in the next few months, I don't think we're going to have any more 11-minute meetings.
Maybe at some point down the road, but George and I were talking about that quick meeting, so it's interesting there was a 7-minute one at one point. And we have Shannon joining us here in the studio as well. Shannon, we know it's been a busy start to the new year, but the new year treating you well so far, all things considered?
Yes, absolutely. So we ended the year on a very positive note and lots of light for our community, and that we began vaccine at the end of 2020, and that has definitely continued on through 2021. And each day that we're providing vaccine and setting up mass clinics, we're just one step closer to the normalcy that we once had.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's what we're going to discuss today is the coronavirus vaccine. It's the big buzz around not just the North Platte community, but throughout the entire world. I mean, this is something we're talking about throughout the entire globe. And here locally, we do have the vaccine. It made its big arrival at Great Plains Health. At the end of the 2020 calendar year, the health department's being able to administer it. So tell us about the process, and if folks want to get registered to receive the vaccine at some point, how can they do so?
Correct. So we have both the Pfizer and the Moderna products at the health department. And if you fall within the priority groups that we're currently vaccinating, so that's going to be 75 and plus. We also are any of the folks in phase 1A, so that's healthcare workers or long-term care that have not been vaccinated yet. Those are still coming in. Finishing that phase up. As a nation, we are 65 and plus as far as vaccine being available. However, in our area, we haven't quite gotten to the 65 and plus, but we are working through those priority groups.
Okay. Mayor Kelleher, anything you wanted to add?
No, I think we want to make sure that our vaccine process in North Platte is the very best it can be. Shannon and I have spent way too much time on the phone and in meetings with each other the past few weeks, as she's been on many others, to try to make the process as smooth as possible. And so our visit today really is to try to set the expectation for the public that when you do come to get vaccinated, this is what you should expect. This is what the process is. So Shannon just spoke about the groups that are in our area right now are available to be vaccinated, the folks that can get vaccinated, and we'll be moving into the 65 plus folks in the very near future. I don't know exactly the timeline. I'm not sure Shannon does exactly, but in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think, is probably the anticipated time frame.
And that truly is dependent on your allocation that mm-hmm. we receive. Mm-hmm. So as the weeks progress on, the allocations continue to increase more and more. At our first allocation, we had over 400, and then since that allocation, we're getting in like 100 a week, which is a very, very small number. We are anticipating right at around 500 on a weekly basis. And again, hopefully, as the weeks progress, more and more vaccine will be made, and that number will continue to increase so that we can then serve those other priority groups in a very quick and efficient manner.
Mm-hmm. I know efficiency is huge with this. What can the public do? What can those that are going to be receiving the vaccine help to make this an efficient and painless process? Minor the slight poke.
Right. So, great question. So, if we could walk through the actual process from start to finish.
Sure.
So if you do qualify, so if you're in one of those priority groups, 75 and older, healthcare worker, first responder, we're actually in phase 1B, which is very different across our state. So we're very fortunate to already be in phase 1B. There are just due to population and availability of vaccine, they're still vaccinating phase 1A. So I feel like we're very blessed in that respect. But if you do qualify and you're in that priority group, there's several ways that you can start the process. So you can go online to our website at wcdhd.org. You can complete the registration form on our website. We also have partnerships with several of our providers in the area. There are several pharmacies participating as well, where they actually have a hard copy of our registration form, and they are helping their patients fill that out.
Oh, awesome.
And also, just to chime in,
yes.
Sorry, just starting today, now, there'll be a couple people at the public library who will be able to help folks register if they don't have ready access to a computer or a scanner, because you do have to get a picture of your driver's license and I think both sides of your insurance card. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so if you don't have a readily available scanner or you're not comfortable using it, come to the public library. There'll be folks that can help you through the process there. And the public library is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
And that's great, too, because that's what the public library needs to be used for. I think folks are forgetting that that's a great resource that our community has. So I think that's just a partnership that makes sense, Shannon.
Yes, it does. We are so thankful for all of our partners in the community because it's going to take all of us. And then if I could just quick add, when they're doing that online, which is the process that is the most streamlined, because then we have everything electronic and there's just less labor intensiveness when it's done electronically. The best way to do that, though, is on your smartphone. It is much easier to do it on a smartphone than it is an actual computer, especially when you're taking pictures of your driver's license or insurance card.
Sure. So the smartphone, maybe the tablet, would probably be just as efficient?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. The actual registration was designed around the using a mobile app.
Okay. And if folks don't have access to it, they still have the flip phones. They're lucky enough to still have the flip phones. The library would be a great hub to go to for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or like Shannon said, they could call their doctor's office. Many offices are assisting patients with this process, or many of the local pharmacies are too. So if the library doesn't work for them, doctor's office pharmacy is a good option.
And there's a lot out there that's unknown, and I'm not referring to the misconceptions about the vaccine itself, but there's a lot of folks out there that are wondering, should I receive the vaccine? Where am I in line in receiving the vaccine? I think your medical doctor or even your pharmacist can help you with some of that information too, Shannon.
Absolutely. And on our website and on the state website, we have the updated priority list. So if someone is curious about where they potentially fall in to those priorities, they can visit our website, they can visit the state website, and can look at the priority list to determine whether or not they fall within the priority groups.
Okay. And you mentioned we're inching closer to individuals 65 and older potentially receiving the vaccine soon. We're still in that 75-plus category, and have a lot of our healthcare professionals received it locally? Can you tell us?
So we have healthcare workers, both in the clinic-type setting and long-term care settings.
Okay.
So most pharmacies went with the federal program, pharmacy program. So those vaccines were given, I believe, all of our long-term cares had been vaccinated by the end of last week.
Oh, wow.
Any long-term care facility that did not participate in the federal pharmacy program, the health department was responsible for vaccinating those individuals, and that too has been completed. So anybody who is in phase 1A who wants to get vaccinated has had an opportunity to do so.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Again, we have Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us. Also have the Executive Director of the West Central District Health Department, Shannon Vanderheiden. Pleased to have them joining us in the studio today talking about the distribution of the coronavirus. And Mayor Kelleher, we've talked about the importance of this before. We've talked about the impact of the coronavirus quite a bit here. What's the importance of this vaccine being distributed in our community?
Well, not to correct the host, but we're talking about distribution of the vaccine, not the virus itself.
So
sorry about that, but let's be clear here.
We do not want to distribute the virus.
No, we're trying to prevent that. That's the purpose of this conversation. So the next phase after folks get registered, I think it's important that we discuss that next phase, because not only are the folks getting registered is important, because that data is, if I understand this correctly, and Shannon, correct me if I'm wrong, is somewhat used in our vaccine number allocation process, right? So
if
I'm just speaking theoretically here, but if we had 10,000 people registered in Lincoln County, we're likely to get allocated more vaccine than a county that maybe only has 2,000 people registered. So that's why it's important that people get registered, because there are more that figures into it than just that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that people are looking at in terms of the allocation process. So that's one of the reasons we want to get people registered, and Shannon wants to add something.
I do. Okay. So it's based off of our population, so mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But if we have vaccine that we have been allocated and it's not getting into an arm, that will affect our next allocation. So it's very critical that when we get vaccine in, that particular vaccine that has hit our freezer is administered within a week. So that is the golden standard. Now, the only time that that would not apply is if we get our second shipment in for second dose. We have to make sure that that is within the time frame that is appropriate for that particular product. So with Pfizer, it has to be 21 days. You have a 4-day grace period. Prior to that, 21 days. Moderna, 28 days. And okay, again, 4-day grace period prior to the 28-day.
Now, Shannon, stepping outside of North Platte here in the Lincoln County area, we know that the health department serves several surrounding communities. What are those communities that you serve at in terms of the vaccine outside the North Platte community?
So we have a 6-county area, so Thomas, Hooker, Arthur, Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson counties are the counties that we serve.
Okay. And are individuals in those counties receiving the vaccine as well?
Yes. So we have actually been to the Mullen area twice.
Okay.
We have a long-term care facility in that area, EMS, and that was one of the first groups that we actually vaccinated from our very first allocation.
Okay, awesome. So this vaccine is making its distribution throughout your entire jurisdiction then?
Absolutely. Now, in our smaller counties, we had worked on what we call pods, so point of dispensing. These are closed pods. However, given the allocation decrease, some of that has been put on hold. We did have a few clinics that we had to cancel simply because the vaccine availability was not there.
Okay.
So hopefully we can get going on getting those pods set up again. But we've got to have enough numbers in those areas for it to make sense. So we don't want to take up just a couple of vials and run the potential of not having
sure
enough vaccine to get in an arm.
Sure, it makes sense. Guys, anything else you want to add this morning? I know we have another opportunity for folks to receive the vaccine for individuals that have signed up. They'll be able to receive it here relatively soon. Another opportunity coming up tomorrow, right?
That's right. That's right. And a couple important things to mention that we're doing in cooperation. And we're trying to make this as smooth as possible. So everybody tune in for a second, especially if you're scheduled for a vaccine.
Sit on the edge of your seat
yes,
for
listen,
a second.
This is important, exciting information. This is community
founder.
People working together.
We need a
ding.
Sounder of some sort.
Yes,
yeah, there
exactly.
we go. A big ding from the mayor.
That's okay, so first thing is, please, please, please do not show up 45 minutes or 30 minutes early to your vaccination time. No, we're Nebraskans. We naturally want to be there early. It's
sure
just it's just in most of us to do that. I'm guilty of that as well. Drives my wife crazy. Yes, that's true. There's no question about that. In order for this very streamlined process to work as well as possible, which is what we want, that's our goal, we're tracking times. We're doing some exciting stuff to try to, this is going to be a continually improving process, and boy, we're going to be the best at it here before long. But if you show up a half hour early, you're really just adding a half hour to your wait time. That's what's happening. So we request that people show up about 5 minutes early, if they can, please.
Okay.
Now, we're doing some additional things to help communicate to where we are at, and Shannon will talk about those here in just a second. But I do want to mention that the City of North Platte will be providing a bus because the next vaccination site is being hosted at the Fox Theater. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Here in downtown. And that's tomorrow, right?
That is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. So, again, do not come if you're not scheduled, because this is not a publicly available one. You have to have a scheduled one. Someone will have contacted you if you're scheduled for this vaccine time.
Somebody from the health department.
Correct.
That's correct.
So someone from the health department would give you a specific time and date.
Okay.
Right, right. So, but the City of North Platte will be running a free bus that will be running from the the Catholic Church parking lot. Thanks, Shannon. She just corrected me there. That we established is on the corner of 4th and Chestnut here,
yep,
just down a little bit from the radio station.
Yep.
And that bus will run approximately every 10, 15 minutes, whatever the time it takes. That way you've got a nice big parking lot to park in. You can jump on the bus. They'll haul you a block or two over right to the front door, the side door of the Fox Theater, where you can get out, go in, and get your vaccination. And then when you're done, just hover for a minute, the bus will be back, and then it'll take you back to your car. If you feel up to it, you can walk. So that's how, one of the ways we're going to get people in there. If there's parking spots available in the area, you're of course welcome to park and
sure.
walk in under your own power. But if that's not something you're comfortable doing, the city of North Platte does a great job of cleaning the buses. They're going to keep them clean. They'll
extremely
wipe them
safe.
Down. They're very safe. They do just a fantastic job of that. So just know that that bus will be available running between the church parking lot there on 4th and Chestnut and the Fox Theater. So
okay.
Now Shannon has some other things to add to the process, so go for it.
As far as time, so
yes.
let's go back to that just real quick and reiterate. So please make sure you're only showing up 5 minutes prior to your appointment. There's, like Mayor had said, there's a couple of changes that we've made that we're pretty excited about. We will have signage outside and in the church parking lot that tells you what time we're on. So if folks are worried about missing their place in line with their time, no worries, because we will have that posted what time frame that we're serving. Again, if you do not have a scheduled appointment and a time, it is a closed point of dispensing, so you would not be able to receive vaccine if you do not have an appointment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. So our goal here is we're going to have a great big digital sign out there that says, now serving appointments, 10 a.m., 10, 15 a.m.,
oh,
or
awesome.
Something along the lines, so that you can just drive by.
Okay.
If you have the urge to be early, you can just drive by and sort of see. And if the appointment time being displayed on your screen or on the screen out there is, you know, an hour ahead, please don't stop. Go have a cup of coffee at one of our many fine coffee places, or get a cinnamon roll or something, or enjoy your trip through
sure.
downtown.
Yeah,
and
spend some time in
exactly,
the downtown community. If
exactly.
You want.
Spend a little money at the coffee shop, you know, go on. And then come back when it's closer to your appointment time. And then we'll get you through the process as quickly as possible. You should anticipate, what do you think, Shannon? Probably 45 minutes from start to finish, roughly.
And we're talking mass clinic. So
mm-hmm.
I would count on an hour.
Okay.
Simply. And if it's sooner than that, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you from our clinic on the 9th to our clinic that we just did this past week, same amount of nurses, simply changing a process of spreading the registration out. We increased from 85 patients an hour to 100 patients an hour.
Wow.
Same amount of nurses. Literally, the change that was significant for us is we were able to spread out registration process.
They weren't stabbing folks faster. It was just the registration process was more efficient.
Exactly.
Right,
oh.
or check-in, I should say.
Yeah.
Not registration,
yeah.
but check-in.
Sure, check-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, every single clinic that we have, we get together with the folks that participated. We do an analysis. We look at our weaknesses, our strengths, our opportunities, and we make adjustments and changes. So quality improvement is significant, and we do that with every single clinic. And like Mayor said, our goal is that we will be perfectionists with this, and our process will be stellar and an example for others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to have that improvement, too. That's what we're striving for, that gradual improvement.
That's right. And we're going to get really good at this in North Platte because we're going to be doing it for a while. I mean, the truth is, this could be a 6 month to year process very easily,
yeah.
maybe even longer. Hopefully not, but
guessing,
maybe even longer. And so we want to get real good at it. So when we do, so right now we can go through 100 vaccine shots in, you know, a relatively short period of time. We want to get to the point that we can do a few thousand in a short period of time. That's what we're shooting for.
And we do need to wrap up here, and they only give me an hour a morning, unfortunately. So, Shannon, we don't have time to address all the misconceptions surrounding the virus and the vaccine. But if there's folks out there listening that are concerned, they want the facts, they want concrete evidence, where would you encourage them to go to learn about the facts around the vaccines and about COVID-19.
Right. So we encourage all to do your research, but do your research with reliable sources. So our website, the state website, has invaluable information that provides those facts. So the emergency use authorization for Moderna and Pfizer is on our website. Any information as far as the resources around should I get vaccinated, do I qualify for vaccine, that can all be found on our website. And if they have questions, they can also reach out, and we would be happy to answer those questions for them as well.
And for folks that aren't going to be able to receive the vaccine anytime soon, what can they do to stay safe until they're able to?
Thank you for that question. So even if you do get the vaccine, it is still critical that we are wearing facial coverings, that we are social distancing. We're doing layers of protection. Vaccine is a huge layer, but it's only one layer in protecting us against the COVID-19 virus.
And obviously that increased hygiene and sanitation going to be extremely important as we are officially into flu season, right?
Yes.
So that's just another factor that we're forgetting right now due to the crisis we have.
Yes,
so.
Hand washing, staying home if you're ill, all critical components to keeping everyone safe.
Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Don't forget to Lysol these microphones when we leave.
Hey, I've got the Lysol right
okay,
here.
I thought that's what that was
yeah.
for.
Have you seen me clean the studio?
I've seen the aftermath.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
I do clean it.
I know you do.
Most of the time.
Yep.
Depends on who was in.
Thanks for having us interested. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always glad to have you guys in. You're always welcome. We appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day, and good luck tomorrow.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much.